You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Friday. It's a game night. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As we got Canes and Cards coming up tonight. Miami Hurricanes taking on the Louisville Cardinals at 7 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff begins at 3 o'clock. But, of course, we will be with you here getting ready for this matchup. Canes are 13.5 point favorites. That's on FM 104.3 tonight. And all our coverage gets going with Hollywood and Brian Monroe from The Rock. And then, of course, DBJ and Joe Zagacki will have your call from the booth. As the Canes look to keep running up their unbeaten record so far this season, number two in the country, 5-0, and the line's gone down a little bit. The Canes are now 11.5 point favorites.
Really,
action in on the birds.
It's that Friday night game. People betting that.
What is?
I don't think many people think the Canes are going
to
lose.
No, but I mean, for it to go from 13.5 to now 2 points down, something's going on.
Yeah,
the sharps.
Something fishy.
Something fishy definitely going on.
Something fishy there. Something fishy.
Is somebody but not anyway. Playing or somebody suspended or what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question, Vlad. Those are good questions. Those are good questions.
That's crazy. That's a fair question. No, that's crazy, Tobin, for a 2-point drop on the day of the game.
It's weird.
All that money coming in.
But where?
Do they think Louisville's that good?
I don't think
Papa
so.
Papa John still care about them? Is he throwing a bag in there? Jack Harlow?
Lamar Jackson's not Donovan playing Mitchell. For them. You know, it's not like Lamar's going to come back and play for them.
They're not bad.
No, they're not bad. They're not bad. They're not bad.
And if they hadn't lost in overtime, double overtime last week, they'd have been ranked.
Definitely got to be wary of all these ACC matchups for sure. This has been a cursed conference for the Canes. You always got to worry about the slip ups, but this Canes team has been handling its business. You know, they just seem top to bottom like they got some. Great players all over the place. Carson Beck's looked real solid. The run game with Fletcher and Browns looked awesome. Malachi Toney, my God.
They got a big boy at wide receiver. I forgot his name, but he's like 6'2", 215, 220.
You talking about the Cards?
Yeah.
Or the Canes?
The Cards. He is a big boy.
Chris Bell.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, he's got 35 catches for 502 yards and 4 touchdowns so far this season.
He's had 300 the last 2 weeks, though.
Well, he can't have 300 the last 2 weeks because he only has 500 for the season.
No, he has 300 the last 2 weeks. Look at it. Like, what do you think? I just pulled that out of thin air?
How does he have 300 the last 2 weeks if he has 500 total yards in the season?
His first 3 weeks weren't that good?
Huh?
He has 300 the last 2 weeks. He has 500 for the year.
I thought you meant 300 each of the last two weeks.
You are the only...
Did anybody else feel like he said that? I feel like that's what he said.
I will admit I wasn't paying attention to either one of you.
I think he said it wrong.
I could rewind and listen.
The last 2 weeks, he's combined for 300 yards. Did you know that?
Okay.
That's exactly what I said.
Not really. It felt like you said he had 300 the last 2 weeks. Like,
really?
Each of the last
you think
2 weeks.
You know?
I was like, that's pretty good.
Dude.
You should say things clearer.
Should clarify things for Tobin.
Yeah. Everybody else, I think everybody else is on the same page with me.
No. Absolutely not.
Minus one.
For clarity.
Ooh, for who?
For you.
For both of you. For both of you.
Why?
For you not listening to what Leroy's saying and for Lee. Why you winked? By the way, why did you wink there, Toby?
That's what he does.
No reason.
He just winked for no reason.
You know what he realized? You know what that wink was?
Why are you winking?
My bad. That was a my bad.
That
wink.
Was.
Yeah.
That was.
My bad.
I'm trying to get into an explanation and he just winked at me. I'm like, oh man, that's that wink. Like, yeah, I know I messed up. My bad. All right.
Like, I mean, he really argued. He said he only has 500 for the season. I'm like,
yeah, but you made it sound like he had 600 over the last 2 weeks, which would be pretty good.
See, they all said, Leroy said it right. Leroy said he's had 300 the last 2 weeks.
Not sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen back on the podcast, Leroy. Make sure you said it right.
Good plug.
Oh, man. The Heat, meanwhile, they'll be on the AM dial tonight. They will be playing the Memphis Grizzlies, who also have not won in the preseason.
Oh, so somebody's going to win.
Somebody's O has got to go.
Is Ja playing? Or is he going to be hitting?
Well,
the
they usually say that when they're both are 6-0.
Yeah, that's usually
not when they're 0-5.
That was mad.
Wait, haven't the Heat played more preseason games than mostly everybody else?
Yeah, the most I think you can play is 6, and this is their 6. A lot of people will just play like 4.
Are they playing starters today, or this is just all the guys trying to?
I don't know. I could.
Can I just say this?
I could honestly see them playing.
Can I put this out there?
Nope.
Nothing against Spo. Okay. Nothing against all the players. I think there's a lot of good talent on that team.
Just say respectfully, Leroy.
Respectfully.
Okay.
But if there's some things you haven't figured out in well over 2 years. Don't you think you need a little more action to figure it out?
That's why I wouldn't be surprised if people play tonight.
I mean, at some point, I don't want to go into the season and say, oh, well, we're still working on lineups. We're still trying to figure out. Well, if nobody playing the preseason, how you ever going to figure it out?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if people play tonight. Bam did practice yesterday. Nico practiced yesterday. So I wouldn't be surprised if they get a little bit of run.
Isn't this, dude, they don't do dress rehearsal in basketball?
Not really. I don't think so. I think they tried to do it against, but everybody's been banged up, so they haven't been too healthy. This would be the most healthy they've been. Only Kasperus is really hurt, who was going to be back. So you could do it today. But the Grizzlies are legitimately, like, everybody's hurt. Ja's hurt. Jaren Jackson's hurt. Edie's hurt. So they got a.
This is not about the Grizzlies.
It's not about the Grizzlies. It's also, like, you know. I'll be all for it. If they play, I'd be happy with it. I don't think they're going to. I bet you they get a little bit of run tonight.
Okay.
I would guess they do. Because they don't play until Wednesday.
Again, I want to see something different. I want to see that this year is going to be different than last year. And so far, with whoever's been doing what, I'm a little hesitant to say this team is different.
They got some proving to do. That's for sure.
Okay. So you agree with me?
I do agree with you.
Okay.
I don't feel like I've spent any of this part disagreeing with you other than your ridiculous claim that some guy had 600 yards over the last 2 weeks.
No, I did not say that. I said 300 yards the last 2 weeks. The fact that you made it 600 means you didn't understand what I said because you used the same exact words that I did.
I think we're all giving you a little grace.
You used the same exact words. You said
minus one.
You said we're all trying 600 yards the last 2 weeks.
Look, we're all trying to be polite to the old. You know, you've been a little ornery today.
Dude, you just used the same words I used.
You're being a little ornery. That's not how you used it. That's not how you used it.
I said the same.
You made it sound like this guy went 300 the last 2 weeks.
No.
Each.
You just said he has 600 yards the last 2 weeks. I said, no, I said 300. We used the same exact words. Yeah, that's not how
you made it sound. You made it sound like he had 300 each of the last 2 weeks.
No, I didn't.
Kind of did, though.
Because you just said he has 600 the last 2 weeks.
Look, we're not here to quibble. We're not here to quibble. That's how you made it sound.
How you going
to
use the same words that I used and then say I was wrong?
He got you.
Well, I said it correctly. You didn't say it clear the first
time. I said the same exact thing you said.
Dade South says, I heard it how Tobin heard it.
But he just used the same phrase that I used.
No.
Did you not just say?
Yeah, Dade South, you did.
A lot of people on the chat were saying that they understood Leroy.
Did you just say he had 600 yards the last 2 weeks?
Does it ring a bell?
He's trying to send you off on this Friday.
Toby, you're a bad man.
To oblivion.
Dude, like, listen. Dude, we supposed to be boys. You're supposed to troll people on the internet, on social, or whatever. Why do you use these 4 hours to say, you know what? Let me mess with Leroy.
It's Friday.
He kept throwing your age at you, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that whole claim that he had last hour about the TVs.
Oh, the technology one was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What, you guys don't think. Why you think I'm computer illiterate?
Because we've seen you be computer illiterate.
I want you to go online.
Uh-oh.
I want you to go online. Well, I don't know what's going on with my voice. And film yourself putting on the double screen.
Right.
Okay.
Without any assistance. Like, I want to make sure you're alone in this room. No help from
Mima. I don't have any. Mima? What?
I think I put money on Mima knowing.
No, you wouldn't.
Knowing technology.
No, you wouldn't. Dude, because guess what? In this house, right now, I'm everybody's IT guy.
In this house is your house is done. Your house is done. Your house is done.
Wait, I got 3 friends here that said, oh my God.
Oh, no.
Your house ain't is nobody done. Watching nothing in that house.
That's the reason why you can't watch Netflix right now.
Huh?
When everybody's watching Netflix, you can't watch Netflix, right?
Oh, no. Yes, I can. I go turn it right off.
You see, there's a way for everybody in the house to watch Netflix and nobody has to be hindered.
We'll take a break. More to come in on the show. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. A little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored will come your way at 9 a.m. this week on FM 104.3 WQAM. Myself and Solana, Chris Perkins and Omar Kelly joining the program as we get you ready for Dolphins and Browns. A little news on that game has just come in. Adam Schefter tweets out that Browns tight end David Njoku will miss the game with his knee, with a knee injury.
Whoa!
So no Njoku for the Canes, of course, for the Browns, of course, from a Miami Hurricane standout. So that is a bummer for Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry. I have a feeling they're going to just run it with a 60-mile-an-hour wind, 50-mile-an-hour gusting, 30-mile-an-hour wind.
They do say that's possible.
Good luck with that. That's like there might be 25 total passes thrown between both teams. Ugh. If that wind is like that.
Listen, after this past week, the last thing Tua needs is a real floater getting taken back to the house for a pick
six. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see no backward passes.
You know who might have a big week this week? Ollie Gordon.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, because I just think that you're going to need somebody to push the pile a little bit. Like, it's not going to be a fast track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? It's going to probably rain, too.
Right. It's not going to be a fast track. So, and you're going to have to deal with that wind. That wind is no joke coming off of that lake.
Definitely going to be interesting to see how they handle it. But, yeah, look, as far as 1-5 matchups are concerned, every one of these games has you concerned with the Dolphins because they can't stop anybody. You know, especially out of the gate, like they start these things and it's like, you know, they kind of find their footing a little bit in the second half. They seem to do better, but the Dolphins are, they're like Homer Simpson when he was a boxer. It feels like they got to take 100 punches before they even start to get anybody tired out.
So of all of your sports wisdom and yep. knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you went to Homer Simpson boxing.
It's a pretty classic episode. You don't remember that? Homer Simpson had an extra layer of fat around his head. So his whole strategy as a boxer was to just let people throw a gazillion punches till they got tired. You don't recall that?
No.
Mm. Well,
I do remember Muhammad Ali and George Foreman fighting.
Probidope. Yep.
And
I wouldn't say
Muhammad Ali said to George Foreman, "Is that all you got?" Mm-hmm. And George Foreman said, "Yes."
Yeah, but the thing with the rope-a-dope was that was by design. You know, I don't think that the Dolphins are doing this by design. It just happens to be how it is.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Homer Simpson analogy. That's
yeah, but Homer wasn't doing this because he was skilled. Like it wasn't strategic. He was just a bum.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've just listened to 2 minutes of breaking down Homer Simpson's boxing acumen and a skill set. I can't believe I've just
he
listened
got you into talking about cartoons, Leroy.
Yes, that was it. That was it. Leroy got you. You saw no. Tobin got Leroy, and that was it. He mentioned Homer Simpson. Leroy thought about it. It's like out of all the descriptions, you said Homer, and then Tobin went into a full detail.
Right. Well, I mean, one of us on this show has to be clear. It's not like him with his stats that he's just throwing around willy nilly.
Leroy,
guys out here spewing nonsense. Like guys are running for 600 a week. It's crazy.
And like he's the IT man all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah. It's
what the hell is going on here today?
It's very tough, you know. I don't know what to do.
All right. Okay. That's where we are now, huh? It only took me 3.5 hours to figure it out, but I'm on to you now.
What? What are we on to?
Come on.
No, what do you mean?
Like, so when things are going slow, you could go to Old Faithful. Leroy and technology, huh?
It is Old Faithful.
Just don't do any kind of technology thing around your daughter's date tonight. I'm just saying.
Dude, what if you had a technical mishap and Buddy came in and fixed it? Like he was like, oh, this ain't nothing, Mr. Hood. Ta, 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 ta.
That'll
boom.
Ruin the whole muscle gives
you,
shirt.
He's like, oh, and then he's like, oh, wait a minute, Mr. Hood, you know, you could watch four games at once.
Yeah, like what if his high school job is at Best Buy or something like that?
Yeah, what is he, the audiovisual guy at the school?
And she goes to McFadder, so it wouldn't be out of the realm of things. Mm.
Yeah, what if he's like the head audiovisual guy?
I'm going to wait 30 seconds on Schmeeth and Schmolnick saying Tobin got his degree at McFadder.
Oh, and actually, he said if her date calls you a jackass, I'll buy him dinner.
You'll never know.
Crazy. By the way, there's some news from the Cowboys. Apparently, Trayvon Diggs is going to miss the Commanders game. He apparently suffered an accident at home, according to Brian Schottenheimer.
Uh-oh. What kind of accident? He's outside.
Somebody else involved?
Yeah, he's outside. He's been out, like he's outside. So when you say an accident, yeah.
Don't have any details. I have from Josina Anderson. My understanding is the Diggs suffered a home concussion, but it did not result from a dispute. Slip in the shower?
No. That bong hit was hard.
I will say this though. There's many a times I've gotten a shower after Big Spoon used hair care products, and I felt like a cartoon. like,
you should get one of those handles, you know, in your shower.
How do you get a concussion at home?
I thought you said you wasn't piling on.
I'm not.
Nothing says I'm old like a handle in the shower.
I mean, you're complaining about her hair products.
Wait a minute. Dude, them hair products are slippery.
They are.
Conditioner can make it dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely can. But that is, that's pretty crazy. I wonder if we'll get any details before the end of the show. We'll let you know. But he is,
concussed at home, and it was no dispute.
Yeesh.
What, you just slipped on a banana?
Talk about.
That's
fair. She probably said, I dare you to report it.
Yeah, report it, dude. Go ahead. Can report this. You guys could join Solana at a Raising Cane's next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at their newest restaurant on Miramar Parkway and Southwest 172nd Avenue in Miramar. Get there by 8 a.m. and you might be one of 20 to win free Raising Cane's for a year. I wonder if you get like the whole, you think that's like just a three piece or you think that free is free?
I know. I'll see. I mean, it's right down the street from the house. So I'll see.
WQM will also have Heat tickets that you guys can win. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Take a break. Play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're dead to me.
All right. Let's bury some people. You're dead to me. You guys get how it works at this point. Go around the room and we'll bury some people. I got a couple actually on you're dead to me. Numero uno goes to Uno. Tua Tagovailoa press conferences. You're dead to me. You're an oversharer. And you got to have better temperament. Your apology, while thoughtful, the damage was done, my friend. So I can't sit here and be like, oh, he really nailed it. Like it, the idea that you even had to apologize for something that was just a classic case of motor mouth was unbelievably stupid. So Tua, your press conferences are dead to me. And that's that.
You're dead to me.
Also dead to me. I started watching Starting Five yesterday on Netflix with...
You regret it already?
Actually, it's quite good, I gotta say. It's quite good. Way better already than last year.
James Harden?
Oh my God, James Harden loves to party.
His girlfriend caught that bouquet, oof.
Look, I don't think he likes... This is what we know about James Harden. That man loves Astron, okay? And nothing I don't know if that. He is... I don't know if he likes being tied down. I haven't gotten to all the commitment episodes yet, but I've gotten to episode one, which is very much a Kevin Durant, James Harden relationship type episode. But I got to tell you, man, KD, you're the second guy this week that's talked about, oh, if we would have stayed together, we would have beaten the big three. You're the second person who's tried that this week. Paul Pierce was the other. And I got to tell you, anybody doing what ifs, what may have happened, what could have happened with the big three, whether it be what teams everybody would have gone to, how many times you would have beaten the Heat and all that stuff, you're dead to me. I'm so sick of this. And by the way, James Harden got traded away. Gee, I wonder why, KD. Maybe because he was a ghost in that series. And also, gentlemen, sweep, top hats and monocles. You guys barely showed up to game five. So stop telling me how close you guys were. Enough of that.
You're dead to me.
I'm going to tell you what's dead to me. And as much as I love the place because I spent some time there. Cleveland weather can absolutely kick the sharpest of rocks and is dead to me because I'm going to tell you right now. They're downplaying the weather. When it gets bad, dude, it is horrible. When it's windy, it's horrible. When it's raining, it's horrible. It is miserable. Now I'm going to put 2-1-4 teams or 1-5-4 teams in the mix. I'm just like, come on. They should be playing in perfect conditions. So, Cleveland weather.
You're not gonna argue for me, man.
You're dead to me.
Especially when it's what is it gonna be like 50 over there?
No, it's not gonna be. I think it's gonna be mid-70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Be soupy like it is here.
Nah, the humidity does never get as high as it does here.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Look, I've debated on even bringing this up, but I'm going to go ahead and try to beat around the bush a little bit here.
Pun intended.
About the little quote that says, does the carpet match the drapes?
Heard it. What are you inferring on, Jennifer?
Kim Kardashian's new campaign that basically says the carpet doesn't have to match the drapes. And she released a new underwear with fake bush.
Excuse me?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I tried not bringing that up, but that was crazy.
This fake hair?
Yeah.
So she's selling fashionable furry undies?
Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing.
Why would I don't know.
The whole campaign is meant to me, because that's crazy.
Wasn't it a kind of publicity stunt?
You did. Wait, wasn't it?
She's selling them, and they're sold out.
I thought the whole thing was waxing, ladies.
Oh no, no, no! She's
now we're she's, it's, we're
she's going in reverse.
Wait!
Bringing it back.
I put a hundy on. She doesn't. That she waxes.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying.
No idea.
She's selling undergarments.
I mean, maybe that's why she's making the underwear the way that it is, because she misses it.
I mean, is there anybody that's going to pull it off and say false advertising?
I mean, I don't think you could sue somebody in sex for false advertising, Leroy.
No, I'm just saying.
New way of getting a beard.
I mean, what if I just unhooked my beard and put it in a box? Right? Like,
you can unhook a beard? What are you, Abe Lincoln? What's going on?
I'm just saying. Like, okay, so. I don't know, dude.
That's crazy.
You really got to give it to these Kardashians. They can really make the dumbest thing $1 billion.
I thought it was a joke.
How much is a pair of furry thongs?
It's about $37, I checked.
Jeez.
And they come in multiple colors and styles.
Really?
Any flavors?
So if you dye your hair, you want, now does it stick out the sides to let you know, or just sit right on top?
You want, you trying to see if it has a Groucho Marx mustache coming out the sides?
I'm just saying, does like
well, maybe there's like a
Fins up said it perfectly. Just
I know
for free.
I know.
Well,
I mean, they spend God, women spend God known amounts of money to get it ripped off. So
maybe they got a 70s party coming up or something, dude.
70s party? You weren't even alive. What would you know about a 70s party?
He watched videos.
Why can't he say that, Leroy?
He's watched movies.
It's like, you weren't aware that there was hair back in the 70s?
Boy, this show came to a screeching halt.
You're welcome. You guys were talking about nipple piercings earlier and nipple clamps, so you're welcome.
Hey, look, the pony just wants to pierce his nipples. Good for him, but I don't know.
He had that intention anyway.
I can't think of somebody that said, I want a bush down there. Right? And to
Time
go
out.
One step further.
Wait a minute.
I think we need to move on.
I'm
calling a technical foul.
It's going to get sweaty. I'm gonna give you my you're dead to me. All right, we're gonna move on from JFix. But
you're welcome.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Kim K definitely deserves that. But yeah, there's just a lot of crazy questions. Yeah.
You guys are way past that. Okay. Way past that. How many things have you mentioned in the past, sir?
Me?
Oh yeah, you.
Wait, RBA Richie said, cut the string wrap. Put it around your ears and you got a goatee. Then you really look like
Tobin should buy one. I'm like,
I don't need it. Could grow facial hair whenever I please. No
I
need.
Don't think you can. Okay. Yeah.
Also, Nate South has referred to it as the bush push.
We had that. Notre Dame versus USC.
I guess we just celebrated the anniversary.
Yeah.
What's dead to you, Vlad?
It's kind of tough. It's really tough. But I have to say, I'm very, very upset with the 0-6 New York Jets. So, Aaron Glenn, you're dead to me.
Wow.
You're dead to already?
Me. Yeah, you're dead.
6 weeks?
6 weeks. Sheesh. You got to go. You got to get fired.
Wow.
Streets need a body. Yeah. Yeah. You, wow. Listen. You do not hold on.
Patience.
No, not after that. Let me tell you this. That first half, that end of the first half was a fireable offense to me. Where you're driving and they're looking at the sideline and you look like, oh no, we're just gonna hold the ball even though you have a timeout left and we'll wait for the second half.
And ran out of time.
And you ran out of time. No, you gotta go. Nah.
I mean, even this is he's been coaching for six games.
It doesn't matter, bro. Your explanation. Okay. At the end of the game, after the game,
that's made it worse
because you look like you had a deer in headlight look, and then your best receiver is coming to you like scream, like what's going on here? Like what are we doing? And then you're telling me it's not the same old Jets, but yet you're doing same old Jets move. So yeah, Aaron Glenn, I'm sorry, bro. Streets need a body. You're done. You got
to
go.
You're dead to me.
Woo.
It is what. Hey, listen, Penn State, listen to me. They wouldn't be in the situation they are in right now.
You guys want to see that Franklin interview tomorrow on game day?
I can't wait. Or not. He's going to be sitting on $50 million. So I'll be chilling.
All right. We got Canes coming up tonight. Canes and Louisville get going.
Can't wait.
Countdown to kickoff will start at 3. You got Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up after us. The Heat, they will be on AM 560. Their coverage begins at 6:45 with pre-heat. As they have their final preseason game. By the by, did you see, I found this kind of interesting. Tim Reynolds tweeted out a couple days ago that he says that the Vice jerseys are indeed back, but then he throws a little nugget in here that says, and they might be the best ones ever.
Really?
He says, they're so good, we may repeat forgive the culture jerseys.
Oh.
So, I thought they were just going back to the black Vice Knights, but maybe they got another wrinkle that they're throwing in there.
Oh, so they got new uniforms again. I'll tell you what, they doing their thing when it comes to these jerseys.
Yeah, well, but these ones are supposedly they're good. So supposedly we'll see. We'll see what they got up their sleeve, these Heat. I'm excited. Those are great jerseys. Those are great jerseys. I'm excited. I didn't even hate the culture jerseys, to be honest with you. What they should have done, though, I kept on this, Game Ops, you should have just had them say culture. You know, the sticking in the little font of Heat was weird. I don't know why everybody got all in they're being a bonnet about having the mantra in the paint, though. It was a little too much. Shut up. I'll tell you when it's too much, okay? How about that, Zach Lowe? All right, this was too much lashing out. Either way, Canes tonight. Boys, go put a beating on them. Let's keep this going. Let's keep this party going. Everybody tailgate safe, all right? Make sure you're responsible. Get loose as a goose, obviously, but have a plan accordingly. And for those who are going to be partaking in activities and whatever's going on there, you know, just be responsible.
What are you talking about? What activities?
You know what's going on at these tailgates.
I know what's going on in these tailgates. You know I'm participating in these events that is going on at tailgate. So I just like to know what do you.
Let's you know. Just say the Skims are out.
So on your way home, definitely being out. When does the parking lot open?
2 p.m.
3 hours.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. So yes. It's like going to be some minutes. Traffic. When you going by?
There's going to be traffic, mind you. That is 199. So schools will be opening and
be closed. Oh my goodness!
And there's a school right by the stadium. So yeah. Your best bet would be taking. Best bets get off the turnpike because if you're trying to go locally on 199th and all of that, you're going to be stuck in traffic.
The kids can get a new lesson in Swagger 101. All right. Teach the kids.
In Miami Gardens, you really got to worry about swagger?
Fair point.
We ain't talking about Boca.
Also, Damn. Don't fall for anybody trying to let you park at the Walmart.
Yes, or the Denny's.
That's a scam.
Or the Sonics. Yeah, that's a scam.
Right. Someone tried doing that to me
that's
on
2025,
Sunday.
No blocky. Don't do that. Don't fall for it.
By the way, this is when I knew the Dolphins were selling out. You know those parking across the street from the stadium?
Yep.
Yeah.
Empty.
Wow. Well,
Canes games, full. Dolphin games, empty.
Yeah. It's going to be a party tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So go Canes.
Well, you know they do parking ride from the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. It's like a 20-minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's cool, but it's crazy.
Go Canes. Stay tuned for all the coverage here on QAM. And we will talk to you rascals on Monday.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.